It's Wednesday, January 15th. I'm Lucy Steiner.
And I'm Sam Cedar. Which of these stories will you be talking about today?
On the eve of the Senate's impeachment trial, House Democrats dump a trove of new evidence that looks pretty bad for Donald Trump. Meanwhile, Seattle City Council votes to ban foreign-influenced corporations like Amazon and Bank of America from spending in the city's elections. And lastly, the U.S. government finally begins to lift Trump's hold on over $8 billion in disaster aid for Puerto Rico.
You are listening to Majority FM's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
House Democratic investigators have released a trove of documents obtained from the phone of Lev Parnas, an associate of Rudy Giuliani's who carried out key parts of the plot to pressure the new president of Ukraine to dig up dirt on Joe Biden for Donald Trump. The Daily Beast reports that the new evidence released includes details about Giuliani's campaign to remove Marie Yovanovitch, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine who testified that she was ousted after being targeted in what she described as a smear campaign by Trump and his allies. In one exchange, Robert F. Hyde, a Trump donor and Republican congressional candidate whose involvement in the Ukraine saga has not been previously detailed, sent a series of texts to Parnas that implied he had access to people tracking Yovanovitch's movements in Kiev. In October, Parnas was arrested by federal authorities while attempting to leave the U.S. A subpoena was issued shortly thereafter for records in his possession related to the Ukraine matter. Later that month, he told House investigators his desire to comply with their inquiry. The document dump comes a day before Speaker Nancy Pelosi is set to formally send two articles of impeachment against Trump to the Senate so the upper chamber can begin its trial. The Seattle City Council on Monday drew a line in the sand against multinational corporate giants like Amazon by voting to become the largest U.S. city to ban, quote, foreign-influenced companies from political spending in local elections. The law was approved unanimously by the council just months after Amazon poured an unprecedented $1.5 million into the Seattle Chamber of Commerce's super PAC ahead of the November election. Under the new provision, companies with a single foreign investor holding at least 1% ownership or two or more foreign shareholders holding at least 5% ownership are barred from political spending. FreeSpeechForPeople.org reports that investors from Europe and Asia own more than 5% of Amazon, and two of the company's top 10 investors are foreign banks. City Council members have not accused Amazon of enabling foreign meddling in the elections, but the company has made a huge impact on Seattle's electoral process in recent years. In 2018, the company lobbied against a corporate tax aimed at raising revenue for homeless services and affordable housing to help combat the effects of skyrocketing home prices, driven partially by Amazon's presence in the city.
Hey, Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin, that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend, and regardless of what you order, receive 10% off of your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. All shipping, of course, is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at justcoffee.coop.
Politico reports that the Department of Housing and Urban Development will allow Puerto Rico to access more than $8 billion in block disaster aid funding. Puerto Rico, which has been recovering from Hurricanes Maria and Irma in 2017, has only received $1.5 billion out of $20 billion in congressionally authorized disaster funding that HUD is supposed to administer. The U.S. territory will be able to access $8.2 billion once the Federal Register notice is published outlining the grant agreement and how the money can be used, according to Politico. Resident Commissioner Jennifer Gonzalez told Politico the island needs the aid now more than ever after a series of earthquakes struck the island in recent weeks. Quote, we've been fighting for this for many months, so I'm happy that finally OMB and HUD provided the notification, she said, adding, quote, it's the best news in months, unquote. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
While there wasn't one breakout winner of CNN's Democratic debate in Iowa, Vox.com notes that Bernie Sanders managed to continually return the discussion to climate change. Sanders brought up climate change in regard to Iowa's farming industry and even managed to connect it to a question about the new U.S.-Canada-Mexico free trade agreement. Climate change is the second most important issue to Democratic voters, according to Pew, narrowly behind health care, and Sanders clearly commanded the issue on Tuesday. A new Gallup poll shows there's still, quote, substantial uncertainty among Americans about whether vaccines cause autism, particularly among Republicans. More than 60 people, including 20 children, were treated for minor injuries after being exposed to jet fuel or fumes Tuesday, when a Delta flight was forced to dump fuel over a Los Angeles schoolyard and school buildings during an emergency, shortly after departing Los Angeles International Airport. And lastly, ex-Stormy Daniels lawyer Michael Avenatti was led out of a state bar court in Los Angeles by federal agents on Tuesday evening. The Daily Beast reports that the arrest occurred outside the disciplinary hearing in which the State Bar of California has accused Avenatti of using a doctored document to scam a client out of nearly $840,000, funneling money from a lawsuit settlement fund to his own personal use.
Quickie.
That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Sam?
Hey, thank you, Lucy. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today, live at noon or later, wherever your podcasts are found.